Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Don't mess with Taylor Swift. She's a force to be reckoned with. Her fans, who knew that they would mobilize and encourage senators to actually force a hearing to put Live Nation's feet to the fire, so to speak. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing titled, That's the Ticket, Promoting Competition and Protecting Consumers and Live Entertainment. It focused on the state of Live Nation entertainment and the lack of competition in the primary and secondary ticketing markets. We saw a lot of it. This is the CFO of Live Nation at those hearings.
I do want to take a moment to address some confusion about what Ticketmaster and other primary ticketing platforms do and don't do. Primary ticketing companies, including Ticketmaster, do not set ticket prices. We do not decide how many tickets go on sale and when, and we do not set service fees. The recent on-sale experience with Taylor Swift, one of the world's most popular artists, has highlighted the need to address these issues urgently. We knew bots would attack that on-sale and planned accordingly. We were then hit with three times the amount of bot traffic that we'd ever experienced. And for the first time in 400 verified fan on-sales, they came after our verified fan password servers as well. While the bots failed to penetrate our systems or acquire any tickets, the attack requires to slow down and even pause our sales. This is what led to a terrible consumer experience.
I think there's a lot more that led to that terrible consumer experience, and it continues. And in my humble opinion, Ticketmaster tends to be one of the biggest ticket scalpers out there. Okay, now we'll talk to somebody that really knows something about it, and that is Jerry Michelson, the owner of Jam Productions, a co-founder of Jam Productions. Jerry grew up with Jam in Chicago. Always loved not only the music that you put on stages in Chicago, but the fact that you could buy a ticket at a reasonable price. Is that piece of audio from the CFO of Live Nation correct?
Lisa, nice to speak with you. It's deceptive, let's just say, what Joe Berchtold said, because they do control the ticket prices for their shows. So let's not. Who are they trying to kid? They control the ticket prices based on the guarantee that they offer. Yes,
right. Because I'm trying to buy Springsteen tickets last summer, and face value is somewhere in the couple $100 range. I finally, after an hour, get through. You're in the queue. You're up next. The tickets that are available are $4,700 a seat. That is not the ticket price that Bruce Springsteen instituted. And when Berchtold talks like that, I think people believe, like, well, then I guess Taylor Swift and Bruce Springsteen are greedy, and that's not necessarily the case.
Well, let's not forget that 80% of the concerts that are produced in North America are Live Nation shows. So that says it all right there.
And it has to do with the fact that Live Nation owns most of those venues, correct?
Well, they own some of the smaller ones. No, they don't need to own the arenas. They have the ticketing contracts at 87% of the major NHL and NBA arenas and 93% of the football stadiums. So they can do a lot with those ticketing contracts.
They are a monopoly in your eyes.
Without a doubt. And not just in the way that we're talking about, but when you look at Jam's business, over the course of the time that they started, we've lost the arena level acts that we used to do all the time, which is our most profitable segment. And when I say arena level acts, United Center, you know, Allstate Arena shows. And we used to produce almost 100 a year. And once SFX and Clear Channel Live Nation started, we're down to an average of 7.4. We were at 100. We're down to 7.4 in the arena level type of show.
That's devastating. So
that's totally devastating.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, that's killing your business. That's pushing out all competitors. That is the idea of a monopoly. So when you were testifying before the Senate, they were saying, oh, this was an issue with bots, and we're sorry, we'll do better. But you said that's not the whole story. What is the whole story?
Well, the company is driven by its shareholders and bottom line, not the fans. And the story is that it was slowed down by Ticketmaster so that they could increase the price of the ticket, because what happens is, as I explained, there's two choices that you, with the way you set the show up. Either the fan has can either buy best available, which is a lot quicker way to sell tickets, or pick your seat. And when you do pick your seat, it slows the process down. The people in line, you know, it feeds the there's a feeding frenzy. So when the process is slowed down, it works to the advantage of Ticketmaster, because they earn a larger fee off of a higher ticket price. So by slowing it down, people paid more because they were worried they weren't going to get tickets. So that was the other part of the story, is that it was done for a bottom line motive.
When Live Nation and Ticketmaster merged in 2010, there was an agreement that forbid Live Nation from retaliating against a venue for using a ticketer other than Ticketmaster. And then apparently there was an investigation by the DOJ, and then, you know, there was a settlement with the government. But it seems as if something has to be done. Do you think, as a result of the hearings on the Hill last week, that there will be action taken? And what do you think that will be?
Not sure what action will be taken, but the only way to protect the consumer and protect competition and stop Live Nation from leveraging their position from one market into another, the only way to do that is break it up. They should never have allowed the merger, as I testified in 2009. And for every reason that I said back then, it came true today, so they should break it up if they really want to protect everybody.
Jerry Michelson is the owner of Jam Productions. So how does Jam do tickets?
Well, whenever we go to most other venues, like the Chicago Theater, like the United Center, like the Allstate Arena, like the UIC Pavilion, it's through Ticketmaster. We have no choice. And so our competitor, we have to sell tickets through our competitor system, and they're making money off of our tickets, which means it comes back to haunt us and be used against us.
So when you're doing a show at the Metro or the Vic or smaller venues, you can use your own ticketing service, or what service do you use?
Well, typically smaller venues don't use Ticketmaster. So whether it's Access or whether it's eTix or whether it's TicketTech or TicketWeb, I mean, there's a number of other ticket providers out there. And if you notice, there's a big difference in service charge between those venues and what you see at the larger ones that are Ticketmasters, yes.
And this dynamic pricing that was introduced, that, you know, they seem to say that most of this is to prevent the resale, that scalpers are buying up these tickets, as we know that, you know, that was a big issue. That's always been a big issue. But the dynamic pricing, based on, much like you would buy an airline ticket, is based on demand. And as you know, if you say tickets go on sale at 10 a.m., the demand is going to be enormous at that point. How do we ever get away from that, and will we ever get away from that?
Well, the problem started with scalpers. And if you I don't know if you remember, but scalping used to be illegal.
Right.
And then you had StubHub come in and hire lobbyists at a great expense to change the laws. And they changed the laws around almost every state. And what happens is, when the scalpers get the tickets, the band doesn't see a penny of it. So someone came up with the idea of, hey, let's price the tickets based on demand, just like a scalper does, but it goes into our pocket rather than the scalper's, and that's the only reason that occurred. If you get rid of scalping, make it illegal, I think you'll see prices come down.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I wouldn't be betting on it, but look, that's a solution to at least getting ticket prices to be more reasonable. I think the other part is, again, to break up the monopoly, because they pay so much. Live Nation pays so much for talent because they've got to feed the beast to keep the arenas busy so that they keep their ticketing contracts at those same buildings.
So it's hard for Jam Productions to even do a show with one of those big artists because they're beholden to Ticketmaster and Live Nation and that whole group, one of which also Liberty Media, who's a part of that, also owns SiriusXM, so that involves airplay as well, I would imagine.
I don't know that they mix airplay in there, but they might because they own DirecTV, I believe. But again, going from 100 shows down to 7.4 at the arena level is devastating for any company that's in the concert business.
Well, for your business and for music fans around the nation, I hope that they are broken up and I hope this changes. Thank you for joining us on the show and giving us a little behind-the-scenes explanation.
Thanks, Lisa. I hope you, everybody was able to follow it because it's not that easy.
It's a crazy business, but I know you're getting the raw end of the deal. So I will fight tooth and nail to make sure that Jam Productions continues to succeed. Jerry Michelson, owner of Jam Productions. If you grew up in Chicago, you grew up with Jam, and we'll continue to follow what happens as we wait to see what the Senate says. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN, and then we check in with our consumer watchdog with U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Ford has recalled over 383,000 Explorers, Lincolns, and a few other vehicles. We'll talk about that. It's on the way.
Lisa Dent, WGN.